This morning, I want to, you know, we've been talking about overcoming the seven spirits that will not let us achieve the promises of God. Today is supposed to be part six, and it's actually part 6A. Because there will be part 6B, part 6C, and part 6D. Because there's so much to unfold and to unpack in these scriptures. We're going to take our key scriptures, as usual, from Deuteronomy chapter 7 on this Thanksgiving Sunday. Deuteronomy 7, 1 to 4. When the Lord your God brings you into the land which you go to possess, and has cast out many nations before you, the Hittites and the Girgashites, and the Amorites, and the Canaanites, and the Perizzites, and the Evites, and the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. And when the Lord your God delivers them over to you, you shall conquer them and utterly destroy them. You shall make no covenant with them, nor show mercy to them, nor shall you make marriages with them. You shall not give your daughter to their son, nor their daughter to your son. For they will turn your sons away from following me to serve other gods. So the anger of the Lord will be aroused against you and destroy you suddenly. Father, we pray that you will be merciful to us. We pray that by your word and your Holy Spirit, enlighten our darkness today. In Jesus' mighty name. There are giants in our lives. Giants that we need to overcome on a daily basis. The Bible specific mentions these seven giants. We've dealt with five of them. There are two remaining which we are going to deal with. I need you to understand it and learn how to overcome them. Praise the Lord. The devil attacks our emotions. Our emotions is a doorway for the devil to operate. If we don't know how to handle it, praise the Lord. But God will give us victory in Jesus' mighty name. Today I want to talk about the Jebusite spirit. Let me say something here. It was during my study of the Jebusite spirit that I realized that, you know what, I have to preach about the other spirits too. So I began to study the others to minister them to us. This was what kick-started it, because it angered my spirit. Hallelujah. The Jebusite spirit is the spirit of defilement, the spirit of discouragement, the spirit of rejection, the spirit of intimidation. All these four categories, we find them in the world we live in today. They are operating in the world we live in today. They are operating in the church. The Jebusite spirit is a stronghold. A stronghold that exalts itself or wants to exalt itself above God. And what does the Bible say about that? That we should pull down every stronghold. An imagination that wants to exalt itself above God. And by the power of the blood of Jesus, we bring them down by the Spirit of God. Amen. The church today, just like the children of Israel, we're still refusing to separate. To separate ourselves from the spirit of the world. Not from the world, but from the spirit that operates in the world. The spirit of the world is rebellious. The spirit of the world is disobedient against God, against parents. The spirit of the world is rebellious and disobedient against the standard of God. The world wants to impose themselves on us. Everywhere we turn to, you turn to the news. There's no good news. Every day is bad news. Things you used to like. Let me give you an example. Even movies we used to like, today now they have injected every kind of nonsensities into those movies. Just to be politically correct. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 33 to 34, do not be deceived. Evil communication, evil company corrupts good habits. Evil company, worldly spirit company will corrupt your relationship with Jesus Christ. You can't be like the world and claim to be a child of God. It's not possible. The Spirit of the Lord separates you. We must awake to righteousness, he says. Awake to righteousness and do not sin. Awake to righteousness, church. Awake to righteousness. Touch your neighbor and say, awake to righteousness. And do not sin. For some do not have the knowledge of God. When I was writing this, my note this morning, these very wee hours of the morning, a word just popped into my heart. For some do not have the knowledge of God. And I put in there, for some refuse the knowledge of God. Even in the church, refusing the knowledge of God. Paul said, I speak to your shame. He also warned in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 2 to 4. Preach the word. Did you hear that? Preach what? The word. Preach the word. Not human philosophies. Not man's philosophies. Not worldly philosophies. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itchy ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. People who will confirm their dirty mindset, their disobedience to the word of God. And they will turn their ears away from the truth. The only truth is the Bible, folks. Truth is parallel. It cannot be edited. It cannot be changed. It cannot be added to. It cannot be subtracted from. The truth is the word of God. When you turn away from the word of God, you have turned away from God. And he said there, and be turned aside to fables, stories that does not build you up, that does not change your soul. The truth is, when Jesus is genuinely received into our heart, certain things cannot stay there anymore. I was sharing with Bob downstairs. When I accepted Jesus as my Lord and personal Savior, a couple of months I was still living my old lifestyle. But it dawned on me, you are not the same anymore. You can't be doing this anymore. You can't be hanging out like this anymore. And that was the last day I hung out with them. I knew I was different. Jesus and these things can't live together. And guess what? How do you know that you have genuinely received Jesus into your heart? How do you know that God has come to reside in you? Like I always say, we answer scripture with scripture. I want to take a reference from the Old Testament in the book of Joshua. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 10. We know Joshua to be a man of God. The Bible says, and Joshua said, by this you shall know that the living God is among you. This is how you will know that the living God is among you. That he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, that spirit. The Evites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, the Gagashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. They can't live together with the Spirit of God. The Jebusite spirit is the spirit that tramples on people. It's the spirit that mocks you as a believer. Yesterday we declared, we prayed that everyone who has mocked your faith, God will deal with them. The spirit that mocks you because you believe in Jesus Christ. The spirit that makes you feel irrelevant as if you are nobody. Let me talk to young people. It's the spirit that wants you to be like the others that you are not supposed to be like, who are telling you if you don't do things the way we do it, you are nothing. That's the spirit that says you don't need to keep your sexual sanctity. You can be like us. You can sleep with boys. It doesn't matter. If you are still a virgin, you are useless. You are a prude. You are this and that. And they make you feel worthless. They are liars. They are liars. They are the ones who are worthless. And they want you to be worthless like them. Somebody say, not me. People operating with the Jebusite spirit, they like to humiliate other people. They like to make them feel small. Within the believer, the Jebusite spirit can defile. It can condemn you. Even though you are a believer, it can accuse you. Remember what the Bible says, that the devil is the accuser of the brethren. It's the spirit that intimidates you. It's the spirit that brings fear because of the noise of Satan. It's just noise. Hallelujah. The Jebusite spirit make other people look inferior. It's the spirit of segregation. Let me tell you something. It has even entered the body of Christ. And I would dare say this anywhere. There is no African church. If you are an African church, you are not a church of Jesus Christ. There is no white church. Praise the Lord. Because you are black or you come from Nigeria doesn't make us African church. We are the church of Jesus Christ. Let us, just like the other church down the road. We are not a tribalistic church. We don't practice that. Because Jesus doesn't practice that. The Jebusite spirit is the spirit that segregates. It's the spirit of racism. That's the Jebusite spirit. Because he said one race is inferior to the other. One race is superior to the other. Is the image of God inferior? Oh, come on, somebody answer me. God created us all in his image. There's no inferior image of God. There's no superior image of God. The image of God is the image of God. God is the God of every nation. The blood of Jesus Christ was shed for everybody. It doesn't matter where you come from. It doesn't matter the sin you have committed. The blood of Jesus is able to cleanse you. The Jebusite spirit in some countries, you find caste. Countries like India. I saw something in the news the other day. The pageant, beauty pageant they were doing. And somebody noticed and said, why are all these women light-skinned? Where are the black ones? Is black not beautiful? Why is there a separation? Why are you not given a job because of your skin color? It's the Jebusite spirit. But you are more qualified than whoever they gave the job to. Guess what? We need to fight back with prayer. Don't walk. Don't just fold your hands and be looking. We reject every spirit of division in this church. In Jesus' name. It's also in the church. Class in the church. We are not on the same level. Who says? We're on the same Jesus level. I don't care the car you drive. I don't care the house you live in. I don't care the clothes you are wearing. It doesn't matter. Praise the Lord. God is not going to look at you based on the car you drive. He's not going to look at you based on the house you live in or the dress you are wearing. Because you have it doesn't make you better. Maybe you have an opportunity somebody else does not have. Praise the Lord. We mustn't create class in the church. At home, don't separate your children either. Deal with them equally. Love them equally. Chastise them equally. Don't embrace one and smack the other. God is a God of unity. Praise the Lord. And there's power when we are united in the Spirit of Christ. Praise the Lord. You know, it's one thing for somebody to make you feel inferior. It's another thing for you to see yourself inferior to others. I rebuke that spirit in your life today. You are not inferior. My children are not inferior to anybody. If my son comes home and says, oh, because I'm the tallest in my class, nobody wants to... Listen to me. They are jealous of your height. That's why. They know when you pick the ball, you will dunk it quickly. That's why they don't want to play with you. Don't mind them. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. You know, the spirit of rejection breeds fear. Fear and self-condemnation. Fear. As I was writing my message this morning, I remembered my youngest son. When he was a baby, we were visiting with a family friend. And I was discussing preaching the word. I love preaching the word anywhere I go. I was so engrossed in it. And he came crawling, tapping me to carry him. And unconsciously, I shunned him. Oh my, this boy cried bitterly. That's when I noticed. I said, what happened to you? What happened? Is anything wrong? And then, not knowing that the people around were watching, they said, because you shunned. You know, there are some things that you still look back on and say, I shouldn't have done that. You know,
And then you have to work over time. And my son knows how to milk it. Praise the Lord. God loves you beyond your imagination. You need to start loving the love of God for you. Start embracing God's love for you. Because somebody says they don't love you, doesn't mean you are not lovable. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because the love of God for you is beyond human comprehension. Amen. You know one thing I found out? When you embrace God's love, rejection disappears and fear disappears. Amen. How do I know? Because the Bible says in 1 John chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, there is no fear in love. But perfect love casts out fear. And the only perfect love is the love of Christ. It says, because fear involves torment. There is no torment in the love of God. But he who fears has not been made perfect in love. We love him because he first loved. Let me speak to women especially. Don't grade yourself based on what a man said to you. Don't grade yourself because some stupid guy you call boyfriend says something negative about you. He's not meant to be your boyfriend in the first place. You don't need a boyfriend in the first place. You need a husband. If you're having a boyfriend, go and marry. And men who don't love their wives anymore because they have had so many children. Who gave them the children? Who were they pregnant for? Huh? Their stretch marks are your stars, not scars. And then you leave that woman, you go and look for another woman, and then that one gets pregnant and gets stripes like zebra. Then you leave that one again, and then what are you doing with your life? Enjoy the wife God has given you. Hallelujah. And women, even if your husband is a nitwit, love him still. Because that's the way women see most of us anyway. Hallelujah. Listen, I'm not here to tell us about just the problem. By the Spirit of God, by the Word of God, I'm also pointing us to the solution. Praise the Lord. I pray that God, you see, every one of us, we need to catch the in-depth revelation of the love of God. It's not like human love. It's a deep, deep love. It's a deep, deep love. In coming weeks, we'll be talking about a lot of these things. Let me, for the time I have left, lay a strong and solid foundation about the Jebusite spirit. The city of Jerusalem was formerly known as Jebus. The Jebusites lived in Jerusalem. And God had told Abraham that was going to give the land of the Canaanites, in which the Jebusites were part of, to the children of Abraham. In Joshua 18, from verse 21 through to 28, you see a litany of names. But if you get to, I think it's verse 26, can you show me Joshua 18, 26, 27, 28. Look at that on the screen. Mentioning names
Zila, Eleph, Jebus, which is Jerusalem. Jebus, which is Jerusalem. So I just wanted to prove to you that Jerusalem used to be known as Jebus because the Jebusites used Jerusalem as a stronghold. However, God chose Jerusalem as the only city on the face of the earth to put his name. Why Jerusalem is so important to God till tomorrow. 2 Chronicles chapter 6, verse 5 to 6. The Bible says that since that day, this is the Lord speaking, since the day that I brought my people out of the land of Egypt, I have chosen no city from any tribe of Israel in which to build a house, that my name might be there. Nor did I choose any man to be a ruler over my people. Yet I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name may be there. So if God is choosing Jerusalem, then the Jebusites must live for God. Remember, God and Jebusites cannot live together. One has to live for the other. Says, yet I have chosen Jerusalem, that my name may be there. And I have chosen David to be over my people Israel. And Jebus was one of the most challenging cities for the children of Israel to conquer. You conquer it today, they will take it back. You conquer it again, they will take it back. But it took David to conquer the Jebusites. I pray today and I decree it over your life that you will conquer and you will receive all of your godly possessions in the name of Jesus. Amen. Your amen is lame. Amen. In 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6 to 10, and the king and his men went to Jerusalem, watch this, against the Jebusites, the inhabitant of the land. Watch how they spoke to David, saying, you shall not come in here. That's what the devil does. You can't take the possession God has given you. I'm not going to allow you. But I pray in Jesus' name, the power and the ability to receive all that God has provided for you, receive it today in Jesus' name. Watch how they ridicule him. He said, you shall not come in here. But the blind and the lame will repel you. Not even the able-bodied men. That's how they disregarded David. You are so useless that our lame people, our blind people, we wait you off. That will anger anybody. Amen. Thinking David couldn't come in there. Nevertheless, David took the stronghold of Zion. You will take that stronghold today in Jesus' name. Because Jerusalem became the city of David. Now David said on that day, whoever climbs up by the way of the water shaft. They said, they thought they were so tight. Just like the devil thinks he has power, but then you and I know that Satan has no power at all, because all power in heaven and on earth, it has been given to Jesus, and Jesus said he has given you that power. Because of time, David overcame. Even though they ridiculed him. Ridicule wants to weaken your ability. That's what the devil uses ridicule for. To reduce your ability. When somebody begins to speak negative words to you. We have seen black people being ridiculed. And those of us who came from Africa, even we too are to blame. The African Americans, we even call them names. There's even segregation between black people. I can't remember who I was telling that even Nigeria has more than about 250 languages. And when we see each other, because we are not from the same village, we even separate ourselves. Let me throw a challenge to all of us here. You that you say you belong to Egbe Omo Yoruba, if all the energy and resources you put to Egbe Omo Yoruba, you put it to the kingdom of God, your life will be better. Oh, Anioma society of this and that. You won't give the offering. You won't give the tithe. But you will buy clothes. You will do all sorts in the same. God is not there. There is only one family, the family of God. When you get to heaven, God is not going to ask you, oh, what tribe do you belong to? All your tribe members, go there. You, which tribe? You have no tribe. Go there. Only one question will be asked you, if at all. Do you have Jesus Christ as your Lord? Satan uses these things that we say, oh, we're using it to help each other. But Satan uses it to separate us. Oh, I'm Yoruba. What do I have to do with Igbo people? Don't come to this church. I'm serious. There is no tribe in this church. The only tribe in this church is the tribe of Judah. The tribe that praises God. If I don't tell you that I'm originally from a tribe of Yoruba, you won't know. I belong everywhere. Praise the Lord. I'm a kingdom citizen. I blend everywhere. My blood is zero. It can donate to anybody. Praise the Lord. I don't discriminate. Praise God. Amen. They discredited the authority of David. You can't come in here. But David rose up in the name of the Lord. He fought and he overcame. You will overcome in Jesus' name. Amen. Brethren, let's make concerted effort to tear down every wall of division. Let's tear down every wall of division. Praise the Lord. Oh, you don't like me anymore? Praise the Lord. I gotta preach. Amen. In Jesus Christ, there's absolutely nothing that we cannot achieve. The Bible says in Philippians 4:13, I can do all things through Christ. With the strength of Christ, I can do all things. This morning we heard with the workers, with the strength of Christ, Christ can help me forgive. In closing, all this I'm saying is just my introduction anyway. Like I said to you, there is A, B, C, and D. I have to follow through so that you understand it. Anything I said last night, today is a continuation of last night. Anything I said 2 years ago, today is a continuation of it. Praise the Lord. If you are a history student and you follow the news, you know that Jerusalem remains in contention today, till date. Just like your soul and my soul is still in contention until Jesus returns. Hallelujah. Let me give you some news. 20 times the city of Jerusalem has been conquered. And 14 times it has been destroyed and rebuilt. In 1967, you know, okay, before I say that, in 1967, Israel recaptured the city of Jerusalem from the Jordanian army. Do you know what they call Israel today? They say the state of Israel. And Israel is a nation, not a state. That's how they are still trying to discredit the people of God. If you are a Christian and you don't have the love of Israel at heart, your Christianity has a big question mark. The highest point in Jerusalem is Mount Moriah. That's where Abraham crucified or sacrificed Isaac. You may say, oh, but he didn't sacrifice. No, he did. Because he was willing to do it before God stopped him. In his heart, he had already done it. I thought I was not going to say this, but let me just interject it. It's so funny that on Friday, after early morning prayer, I went back to sleep. And I was playing the word. I was listening to T.G. Jakes. You know. And then I fell asleep. I was listening. I'm a very light sleeper. I was still listening to T.G. Jakes preaching before I'll take the kids to school. Then suddenly, I heard the Lord said to me that I should write a gift check to Creflo Dollar. Give me the exact amount. So when I woke up, I'm like, hold on. It was T.D. Jakes I was listening to. Why do I have to write check to Creflo Dollar? I was still telling my wife, I said, I still don't understand it. But that's what God said. And that's what I'm going to do. Praise the Lord. Being sensitive to the leading of God, to what God says. Israel, we must be sensitive to Israel. Praying, the Bible says we should pray for the peace of Jerusalem, because it's the goblet of the Middle East, it's the goblet of the world, shaking today, shaking tomorrow. As I was saying, the highest point of it, of Jerusalem, Mount Moriah, guess what is there? There's a dome there that is a mosque, a golden dome at the top. Inside the mosque, there is an inscription: God has no son. God has no son. The other day, I saw another mosque in Qatari or somewhere. The mosque of Mary, the mother of Jesus. I'm not kidding you. I'm not kidding you. The deception of the devil. Hallelujah. Since Israel made Jerusalem its capital, many nations of the world will not move their capital to Jerusalem. Oh, brethren, I'm not political, but I can be apolitical. Thank God for the instrument of the president we have, who had the boldness to move the America, because America coughs. The world should catch a cold. The most powerful nation on the earth. He moved the embassy from Tel Aviv. I don't know what they are telling Aviv, but he moved it. Moved the embassy to Jerusalem. And all hell broke loose.
Let me tell you something behind that. You have to be very sensitive. If America, because what does that do? That recognizes Israel as a nation, not a state. If America divides Israel, guess what? God will divide this nation. Go and Google what I'm about to say. There's what is called a fault line in this nation. In the middle of America, it passes through Missouri. It's a fault line that an earthquake can happen and separate America into two. And God was willing to do it. America is the only nation in the world that stands behind Israel.
Russia, North Korea, they are going to wage war
against Israel. The war of Armageddon. But Israel is going to prevail.
In you and I, God has put his name. And the spiritual battle for our souls continue.
But in Jesus' name, we are more than a conqueror.
Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. All the Islamic nations, they want Israel to give up Jerusalem. That Jerusalem belongs to them. Just like the devil wants you to give up. To give up your belief in Christ. To give up your belief in the word of God. But somebody say, I'm not giving up. Come on, say it like you believe it. I'm not giving up. I'm not denying Jesus as my Lord. I'm not denying Jesus as my Savior.
I want to encourage you, church. Don't be despondent. Don't allow yourself to be defeated in your spirit, man. Because in Christ Jesus, we are victorious. Like in any movie, the good always wins the evil. Because the reign of evil is for a short period. Praise the Lord. God is taking over. God is taking over the land. Every plan of Satan to discourage you is nullified today by the blood of Jesus Christ.